Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome everyone. This is Twan Allen. I am the host and executive producer of Sister Talk Headlines, a new segment here on Talk Twan Talk. I want to welcome you to episode 3, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. The chat is now open. You can visit my Twitter account and look for the link to the left on my Twitter page for my Blog Talk show host page content and link to the show today. And so I want to welcome everyone. This is episode 3 of Sister Talk Headlines. I apologize. I don't know why I'm so nervous this morning, but hopefully I'll just be able to relax a little bit. Like I said, the chat is open. The guest call-in number, if you wish to call and listen to the show or be a guest on the show if we have time during this broadcast, is area code 917-889-2852. Allow me to reverberate, 917-889-2852. And you're more than welcome to call in and just listen to the show. Or if you'd like to be a guest, leave me a comment in the chat, or I'll see you on my switchboard, and hopefully I'll be able to get you on this episode if time allows. What I would like to do is, number one, tell you that I love you, love you, love you. I most definitely appreciate your support, family. I appreciate all of your friends' requests. They mean the world to me. I appreciate your DMs, and I love connecting with you, and I love hearing your stories, and I love hearing your testimonies and your praise reports, and I just overall just love fellowshipping with you. So thank you so much for those of you that check in with me on Twitter or other social media platforms like Facebook. I really, really appreciate the gift that you guys give me, and I am so, so humbled and so grateful. So what I would like to do right now is go to Twitter and let's see what's trending in the United States. So I am on my Twitter feed, and Wednesday Wisdom is trending, number one, CM World, Read a Book Day, Best Things About Friendship, Craig Carton, VWTS, Dancing with the Stars, next, the Ivanka Trump Guarantee, next, Barbuda, Hurricane Irma makes its first landfall in the Caribbean, and Brownsburg is the last trending topic. So go to my notifications. I want to thank Sam Horn, Jacques Broadweiser, and Health Tips and Service for following me. I want to thank all of you who view my content and retweet it. I really, really appreciate it, and I am grateful. And like I said, I want to welcome my new followers, and thank you again for sharing my content and also absorbing my content. Let's see here. Sam Horn, CEO of Intrigue Agency, I am now following you. Jacques Broadweiser, I am now following you. And Health Tips and Services, I am now following you. So thank you so much for these AM follows. I really, really appreciate it. And I will follow up with my notifications by responding to them later on in the day, most definitely within the next few hours. I do have a photo session with Jennifer Esposito here in Binghamton, New York. I have a photo session with her today at 10 a.m., so I am excited about that. Without further ado, I would like to let you know that today's sponsor is my charity, Sisters of Mercy, where we make love baskets for the poor, and also Sisters of Mercy Elite Concierge Service, where the services are very affordable, professional, personal assistant. This includes virtual assistant, transportation, errand, and concierge services. If you would like to take advantage of these services and inquire about rates and prices and the affordable rates and prices, feel free to contact my office via email at sistersofmercy333@gmail.com. Again, sistersofmercy333@gmail.com. Right now, we are currently serving the Southern Tier region. So if you are within Binghamton, New York, upstate New York, Southern Tier region, definitely I would love to hear from you and I would love to take care of your needs. Where our motto here at Sisters of Mercy Elite Concierge is, why do it when we can? No job too small. Feel free to email us now. Again, the company's email address to get in contact with me is sistersofmercy333@gmail.com. And without further ado, family, what I would like to do right now is do the layout of the show. First of all, what we're going to do is I'm going to go over headlines via the dailymail.com portal, and then I'm going to jump over to the Drudge Report portal. I'm going to say a prayer or two, and then I am going to get off of here so I can go and be on time for my photo session with Jennifer Esposito at her studio here in Binghamton, New York, and so you can have a great day. And I thank you so much for your love and your encouragement. Last night, I posted up some pictures, family, as last night marked my first day an independent beauty consultant for Mary Kay. And so I attended my first meeting, team meeting last night, and all of the beautiful women there, they just loved on me. They supported me. Joan Farrell, the national my sales director, she is going to be a national sales director soon. But she is my sales director. She blessed me with this beautiful, beautiful pink and white, very, very glitzy, shiny ring, and it is so gorgeous. And I will be wearing it today at the photo shoot and the photo session with Jennifer. Also, my recruiter, Patty Walsh. She is amazing. I met her almost 3 years ago. She works at the post office, but she is a Mary Kay, also a beauty consultant. She blessed me with a Mary Kay pin, and she read the message to me on a card as a welcome to me. I felt so loved. And also, I got an opportunity to have one-on-one time with Joan Farrell here in Binghamton, New York, and she just poured into me and loved on me, and she is laying the platform and the foundation for me to be a successful consultant, a successful independent consultant. And family, I have to be honest with you, I am nervous about everything because I am not a salesperson or a pushy salesperson whatsoever. If I present an opportunity to you and you don't want it, hey, I am so respectful of that. However, what I love about Mary Kay is that we don't have to sell anything to our targeted customers. We basically love on the women. We embrace you and the women and men and our customers. We just provide a service to you, and that's how I should look at it. So even though I'm super, super nervous about this latest endeavor, I identified my why, and I will be uploading a video today. Most likely when I come back from the photo shoot, either via Facebook or YouTube. And my why for becoming a consultant, a Mary Kay consultant, is I have this charity, Sisters of Mercy, where we make love baskets for the poor, and we donate them for free. And what I am endeavoring to do is increase the amount of support that I give to the local churches, parishes, mosques, nonprofit organizations, 501c3 organizations, via the donation of the love basket. And what goes into the love basket are household items, personal care items for male or and or females, and also food items. And I put them into a laundry basket, and I pray over them, and I pray that God blesses the organization that's receiving the donation. But then also I pray for the households and the families that are recipients of our love baskets. And then take it very seriously. However, I would like to increase the output of it. That takes money. I privately fund, by the grace of the work that we do here at Sisters of Mercy, here in Binghamton, New York. So, family, I have a problem and a challenge with asking for money. And so I thank God that by His grace, when I need to do something or when I need to present love baskets, the resources are there. However, I want to do more, but it takes money to buy the supplies and things like that. And so, therefore, one of my wives for joining Mary Kay and becoming an independent beauty consultant is I want to tithe 10% of my earnings into my Sisters of Mercy charity. And so, therefore, I can step my donation game up, step up the amount of love baskets that we donate here in the Southern Tier region to the nonprofits, into the households, into the families. That is a big, big part of my humanitarian efforts, and that is something that I am so passionate about. But family, it just takes money to love on the poor, the elderly, and the less fortunate, and that is the currency of exchange of this world. And so even though it's a charity and I privately fund it by actual U.S. dollars, and so that is what I need more of to just increase the output of the love baskets so that I can bless these organizations, bless the less fortunate, the children, the elderly, my targeted demographics. Sisters of Mercy does so much for the Southern Tier region, but what I do is I do it in secret, and God rewards me openly. And so just keep us in prayer, family. Also, a certain percentage of profits from what I get in advertising dollars from the show, I tie into all of my humanitarian and philanthropic work. So just by you listening to the show, you are helping to support our humanitarian and philanthropic efforts, not only just here in Binghamton, New York, upstate New York, and Southern Tier region, but internationally. We give, and we give freely. We just recently made a donation to the Salvation Army for Hurricane Harvey relief, and that could not have been possible without God. So before we get into the headlines, family, thank you so much for listening to me and indulging me as I say that, but sometimes I know that probably was a little bit long and everything like that. However, sometimes there are things that you just have to get off of your chest. And this Sisters of Mercy, my Sisters of Mercy charity, where we make love baskets for the poor and do so much more, that is a passion of mine. And when you are passionate about something, that is, it's like it's the highlight of your day. And this is, it's my purpose, this, my charity, it is my purpose. And the other things that I do, I am walking into my calling and my purpose, but it's my service to society, and it is my way of being a contributing member to society, hoping to leave a better place and leave this world in a better place for the next generation, for our children and our children's children. I am truly being the change that I want to see, and I know that I can do more. And with God's wisdom and by God's grace, I will do more. And Sisters of Mercy, we will be able to contribute more freely to the community. All right, so without further ado, what I would like to do is begin by reading a prayer to St. Anthony. And it's simply this: St. Anthony, you are challenged by change and new experiences so many times in the course of your life. Help me and help us not to be afraid of the changes that will take place in our own life, and to realize that by dealing with them, we will grow in faith. Amen. So, family, if you're just now joining us, my name is Swan. I am the host and executive producer of Sister Talk Headlines, this new segment of Swan Talk. And let's go ahead and jump on into today's headlines, beginning with the Daily Mail. And the first headline reads, Hurricane Irma slams into Caribbean, 185 miles per hour winds batter St. Martin and St. Bartholomew as the most powerful storm to hit the Atlantic rages towards East Coast amid mass evacuations. So family, let's pray for everyone in the path of Irma, Hurricane Irma. Let's just pray. And also, let's be prepared to not only pray, but also do our best if we are in a position to donate and provide hurricane relief for everybody that is in the wrath of Irma. Next story. You must leave. Mandatory evacuation of Florida Keys begins as planes and ships told to steer clear, and U.S. Navy base tells 5,000 personnel to get out of town before Hurricane Irma hits the U.S. coast. Next headline. Frantic tourists tell of hiding in hotel stairwells to avoid apocalyptic 185-mile-per-hour winds amid lockdown chaos on Caribbean islands as strongest-ever hurricane hits luxury resorts. And the next story is Atlantic hurricane looks like the largest ever. President Trump eyes storm that is bearing down on Florida and some of his own property holdings. The next story, headline, billionaires' homes under threat from Hurricane Irma as Richard Branson bunkers down on Necker Island while Roman Abramovich's $50 million St. Bart pad lies in its devastating path. Next story, starving Venezuelans butcher a dog in the street to eat as country's president Maduro is criticized for donating $4 million to Hurricane Harvey victims amid flood crisis. All right, and then in celebrity news, Daily Mail here has exclusive pictures of the beautiful Katie Holmes, the fabulous Jamie Foxx finally confirmed relationship as they hold hands on beach 5 years after Claus blocked her, meaning Katie Holmes, from dating publicly in Tom Cruise's divorce. Next headline. Cher, this is the entertainer Cher, shocked Twitter with verbal assault on woman who mocked her tweet about DACA and her promise to let Dreamer stay at her home. Next story. Trump promises to revisit decision to end Obama's DACA program if Congress can't legalize it within 6 months. Next story, centering around DACA. This is Obama's stance. Former President Obama, I am assuming, released a statement. And basically, this summarizes it. This is about basic decency. Obama lashes out at Trump for ending DACA program as he calls it a political and cruel decision, but urges Congress to preserve what he started. Next headline in celebrity news, woman who accuses Usher the entertainer, the singer and entertainer, of exposing her to genital herpes, now says the two made a sex tape together in a $55 a night days in hotel room and that she has it on her phone.
Let's cover that situation in prayer. STDs are terrible, and just the whole situation is terrible. And I've been out of the loop of a lot of celebrity news, but let's just cover all parties in prayer, and let's pray that they get their checkups and that they get the medicine that they need to heal their bodies if they are, in fact, infected with some type of form of sexually transmitted disease. Next headline, that's not the way we treat people in our city. Utah police officer filmed arresting a nurse when she refused to draw blood from a patient is fired from his part-time paramedic job. Next headline, chilling moment, pregnant woman going into labor kneeled to her family and begged them to agree to a C-section before committing suicide as her request was denied. Next story. Ex-Hasidic mother from Brooklyn who lost custody of her three children for being gay wins them back in the first of its kind legal battle. Next story. Bear with me one moment, family. We appear to be having slight technical difficulties. Okay, and we are back. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so we shared the share headline. Next headline here on Daily Mail is sort of interesting, sort of creepy, but interesting. Step right up, fascinating photo shows the tragic characters on display in 19th century freak shows. Next headline, that's not the way, okay, we've already covered that. Okay, next headline is high-speed Houdini. Video shows stupefying moment Texas woman slips out of handcuffs and hijacks cop car, leading officers on a 100-mile-per-hour chase for 23 minutes while trying to get at lost gun. This happened in Texas, family. Next story, man who's 52 years old who kidnapped his 55-year-old ex-girlfriend is arrested after 4 days on the run. This is Joseph Hetzel. Family, I brought you that story yesterday, and I am so delighted that he is in custody. Joseph Hetzel, 52, was taken into custody shortly before 6 p.m. on Tuesday in Las Vegas, Nevada. He was charged with carjacking and kidnapping. So I pray that the woman, though traumatized, I pray that she gets the medical care and attention, professional attention that she needs to move on, and I will keep her and her family in my prayers. I ask that you do the same. Next headline, Houston family's home saved from flooding thanks to $18,000 water dam used by rice farmers. This is an interesting headline. Next headline, unbearable. Bow hunter, and I guess that was a take on the word unbelievable, but it's unbearable. Bow hunter tells how he could hear his bones crunching as he was mauled by a bear and left with a 16-inch cut in his head that needed 90 stitches. I believe I shared this story earlier this morning, and I have to give you a heads up, the pictures are absolutely horrifically graphic. Wow. Okay, now let's move on to another big, big news story centering around nuclear threat from North Korea. We sing karaoke, ride horses, ski. We hardly ever talk politics. Dennis Rodman believes his bizarre friendship with Kim Jong-un could lead to peace with the U.S. as Piers Morgan begs to join him in North Korea. So it looks as if Dennis Rodman was interviewed on Good Morning Britain, ITV's Good Morning Britain by Piers Morgan. Next headline, centered around North Korea. Kim Jong-un will soon be able to hit Europe with his missiles, French defense minister warns. Next headline, centered around South Korea. South Korea to smash North Korea's underground military base with a Franken missile after Trump lifted limits on their warheads. Next headline, mother, 35, who is pregnant with twins, is turned away from steak restaurants because her crop top violated the health code. Interesting. Next headline, centered around the Trump administration, either massive fraud or massive incompetence. Chicago reported nearly 15,000 more votes than it had voters in 2016, claims GOP officials. Next headline, the revolution has begun. Donald Trump election sparks return of clown phobia in Sarah Paulson's character on American Horror Story, Cult premiere. Next story, Royal Navy forced to chase Spanish Civil Guard ship out of Gibraltar's waters after it cuts across path of U.S. Navy vessel. Next headline and next story. My kid decided to wash my van with rocks. Regretful parents reveal the most expensive things their children have accidentally ruined, from laptops to boob jobs. I think that that is a cute story, so I believe that I shared that out, family. Okay, next headline, centering around Kim Jong-un. Satellite images show landslides caused by Kim Jong-un's latest nuclear weapon test, following claims he could accidentally bring down a whole mountain. Next headline, and it appears to be a tragic one. Boyfriend falls to his death from a bridge after jumping for joy when his girlfriend said yes to his marriage proposal. What a way to go. That is so sad, family. I just pray for all parties involved. Next story. Woman sacrificed their own car to force drunk mother to rear-end them after they filmed her driving erratically on the highway. This happened in Florida. Brittany Sharp, 25, was arrested for drunk driving in Fort Myers, Florida on Sunday after she crashed into the witnesses on the I-75 while they were on the phone to 911. Next story. Ray Lewis claims racist tweet about Ravens owner Steve Buscicati sent by Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend is the real reason they didn't sign him. Next headline, elementary school principal 59, who tried to lure teenage girls to a skinny dipping party, was snared by undercover detective posing as 14-year-old girl. Y'all remember that show, To Catch a Predator? I used to love that show. I tell you, that was a very, very important show and very, very important public service to the community. All right. I think I read this headline about the ex-Hasidic mother from Brooklyn who lost custody of her children, three children, for being gay, wins them back in the first kind of its legal battle. All right, family, we have about 90 seconds left in the live show, and I have shared with you some of the primary headlines. Before I end the broadcast, let's jump over to the Drudge Report real quick, www.drudgereport.com portal, and let's see, with 60 seconds left in the live portion of the broadcast, let's see what Drudge is leading with today. Wrath of Irma, 185 mile per hour super winds, big fear in Florida. Landfall in Caribbean islands, major damage, flattened buildings. He has video of the devastation, so be sure to check out the Drudge Report if you want to see video of the devastation online. Strongest Atlantic hurricane ever, more powerful than 8 major storms of year combined, showing up on seismic meters. Breaks weather stations. Pentagon diverts warships for storm relief. Line wraps around the store as Floridians seek supplies. Empty shelves everywhere. Amazon faces complaints of price gouging. Evacuations ordered. National Guard activated. Virgin Islands seizes guns and ammo. Will storm hit East Tennessee? That is the question. All right, family. So we are heading into the archive part of the show. I want to thank you so much if you are still with us. And we are no longer live at this point, but we are at www.judgereport.com, and we're checking out some of his headlines for the next few minutes. All right? And it says, survey, white Christians now minority of U.S. population. Teen daughter of diplomat, staff boy at D.C. prep school. China fears radioactive fallout from North Korea blast. Military practices for surprise attack. The mastermind behind Kim's missile program, we shared that with on the Daily Mail headline. Next poll, political divisions in USA widening, long lasting. All right, so these are some of the headlines centering around the Drudge Report portal. Earthquake swarm continues to rattle Idaho. Refugee admissions lowest in 15 years. Proportion of Muslims shrinking. Trump vows to revisit Dreamers if Congress stumbles. NYPD refuses to fingerprint arrested protesters. Thousands protest in Chicago. Cher offers house as sanctuary. Republicans punt wall funding again. At CNN, another retracted story leaves reporting team bruised. Holy Ghost, book by Clinton pastor will be pulled due to extensive plagiarism. Sports talk host arrested in alleged fake ticket scam. And lastly, Red Sox use Apple Watch to steal signs against Yankees. I believe I tweeted about this earlier, and I shared a link via thedailymail.com. All right. So, okay, and then the last headline from the Drudge Report I want to share, it just caught my eye, is the CIA deaths rise in secret Afghan wars. So let's most definitely pray for all of the people that are affected by today's headlines. Family, my name is Twan, and I go by Sister Twan. And if you have tuned into the broadcast today and if you've enjoyed the program, I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much. And as we come to a close, so I can get up out of here and go to my photo session with Jennifer Esposito and endeavor to be on time for it, family, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And let's close out today's broadcast with a prayer. Day three of St. Anthony's novena, and it reads, O purest St. Anthony, who through your angelic virtue was made worthy to be caressed by the divine child Jesus in your arms and press him to your heart, I entreat you to cast a benevolent glance upon me. O glorious St. Anthony, born under the protection of Mary Immaculate on the feast of her assumption into heaven and consecrated to her and now so powerful an intercessor in heaven, I beseech you to obtain for me the favor I ask in this novena, this prayer. And so, family, right now, let's just take a moment of silence for you to state your intention. What are you praying and what are you believing? Praying to St. Anthony for. What are you praying to God for? What are you believing God for right now? Just let's take a moment of silence as you state your intention. Prayer continues. Oh, great wonder worker, intercede for me that God may grant my request. If you are Catholic, you are to do one Our Father, one Hail Mary, and a glory be to the Father in honor of St. Anthony. St. Anthony, pray for us. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Family, Have a good day. Happy Wednesday to you. I'm so, so excited. I can't wait to get some of these videos up to you. Thank you so much for all of the love and support you've given me as I've returned back from my hiatus. Again, today's show is brought to you by my company, Sisters of Mercy Elite Concierge Service, where we offer very affordable, professional, personal assistant, including virtual assistant, transportation, errand, and concierge services. Feel free to get in contact with me and my office at sistersofmercy333@gmail.com for rates and packages. So most definitely look forward to hearing from you centering around this, again, where our motto is, why do it when we can? No job too small. Feel free to email me today. I love hearing from you. Family, I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I love you with the compassion of Jesus Christ. I hope you have a fabulous day. I hope that a miracle finds you by name. I hope and I pray for you, your beautiful family, and I pray for your day, that all will be well with your spirit and all will be well in your walls. Go and be blessed. Be productive and let's love each other. Let's support each other as Christ loves us. Remember, if God be for you, that means more than the world against you. Have a fantastic day, family. I love you so much.